Cargo ship, turn around immediately.
I can't do that. Let my ship pass, or there'll be consequences.
How about this? You turn around and go back, or I'll blow your ship to smithereens.
For the last time, I am not turning around.
I warned you. Launch the torpedoes.
End simulation. Ensign Phillips, you're lucky that wasn't a real ship. We're trying to teach you how to make better choices.
Look, I was within my rights to fire.
Your performance in training determines your first assignment. One last lesson. You can't solve all your problems by shooting them.
Thanks for the advice, but I'm not going to let some cargo captain push the Space Force around.
Well, in that case, I've got the perfect assignment for a guy like you. We'll talk again in 2 years.
Put on my space suit. Step into the darkness. Clean 200 solar cells. Check out the systems and the hydroponics. Filter the liquids and the gels. It's a place where nothing happens, a place where no one comes, a solitary position on outpost 73-2-1. I fix this rust bucket alone most days.
Don't forget about me, meow meow.
And Roboneco, my robot cat. The days till they're done on outpost 73-2-1. What's that blip on the sensors? Could it be relief? It's the last week of my assignment. After 2 long years, can I finally leave? Respond. I'm so happy to see you.
Actually, that's not.
Oh, after 2 years, this place is making me bonkers.
That's not a.
I can't wait to breathe some actual planet air. Real food and interaction. I can't take it. I can't bear. Much more time. No, I'm done. I just can't wait. 73-2-1.
Meow! It's not a relief ship!
Ship, identify yourself or I'll consider you hostile. Unidentified ship, this is your last warning. Well, at least I'll get to see some fireworks today. Readying the torpedoes.
Meow, I'm getting something.
Help! This is Princess Jelly Donimir. I require assistance.
Well, I guess we'll just let it pass on by then.
About that. It's on a collision course.
Oh no. ETA.
Meow! 42 hours.
Well, guess we'll blow it up after all. Ready the torpedoes.
Meow! About that. We can't shoot down a princess.
Oh man. Okay, Roboneco, prep the pod. We'll try to dock with that chip and see what's up.
Yeah, okay. We're docked.
Roboneco, scan for anyone on board.
Meow, 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 meow. I can't sense anyone.
That doesn't seem possible. Ship computer, give me control of the ship.
Unable to comply.
Override.
Override, not possible.
What do you mean? I have military clearance. Computer, override.
Only the captain can override.
That is weird. Interdimensional signals.
Okay, Let's go to the engine room and see if we can shut things down from there.
Meow meow. The door is locked shut. I can cut through in a few hours.
Oh, that's cutting things close. Get started. Maybe I can figure out what happened here by looking at some of the footage. Computer, show me what happened here. Play me the security footage from 48 hours ago.
Beginning video playback.
You look like you've seen a ghost, Engine Girl.
There are microfractures in the nacelles. I need to talk to the captain right away.
I don't understand what you just said, but I'm looking for the captain too. I'm missing some important cargo.
Knowing you, probably stolen goods or weapons.
Ah, I'm hurt. But yeah, something along that line. It's incredibly important that I recover them soon.
Well, maybe our prisoner knows something.
Captain says we're supposed to leave her alone.
Well, I don't have any better ideas. Hey! Hey, you! Finally, someone! Let me out of here.
You're too demanding for someone with such a pretty face. Say please.
Listen, jerk. I don't know who you are or why I'm here, but you better let me out right now. Please.
Sorry, we can't let you out. Captain's orders. You have to stay put until he says you can come out.
Okay then, knucklehead, bring him here. I'll give him a piece of my mind. So you haven't seen him either? You see, the only reason we're here in the brig talking with you is because... Look, it's of the utmost importance you tell us if you've seen the captain. Life and death. No! I haven't seen him or anyone besides you two walking dummies. Who are you, anyhow? I'm McClary, the chief engineer.
Haha, chief engineer. You're the only engineer, if you can call yourself that.
Then who are you supposed to be? Muscles for brains?
You can call me Clarence. Please, let me know if there's anything I can do to make your trip more pleasurable. I won't do it, but please, let me know.
Look, if the captain is not here, or on the bridge, or his quarters, or engineering, well then he's not on board the ship.
He can't have just disappeared. We're in the middle of nowhere.
The ship is falling apart. Why am I in this prison?
Stuff's just gone missing all over.
Oh, it's not right. Tell us what is going on. And just to make things worse, the captain's gone.
The engine's overflow is full. I've never fixed a ship like this before. It's cause of plasma to start leaking. I am hearing ticking, creaking. I am really freaking. Now I'm hyperventilating on the floor.
When I woke, I turned to my love. She wasn't there, she was gone. The little crochet cozy I'd made, she didn't have it on. I'm talking about my gun, in case it isn't clear. My beloved bazooka, I miss you, Guinevere.
Why am I in this prison? No one will tell me why. Do you even know who I am? Princesses can hold notes for extra long. But seriously, if you don't let me out now, my parents are gonna have a cow. They're gonna put your family in prison, even your pets. And there's nothing sadder than a kitten in handcuffs, tiny handcuffs.
I knitted a holster for you.
I gotta get up.
I miss you when you're
not by my side. You're gonna regret it.
Where are you, Guinevere?
I am freaking you.
And just to make things worse, the captain's gone.
video playback.
I recognize that girl's voice.
Meow! That's the princess. She sent a call for help. It's Princess Jellydonimer.
Jollimer?
Jellydonimer.
Jellydrome?
Jellydonimer.
What a terrible name. Show me what happened to the crew and Princess What's-Her-Name next.
Beginning video playback.
Well, come on! We gotta get to the engine room and see if we can regulate the nacelle's microfracture.
What?
Huh?
Before the plasma undergoes spontaneous discharge.
Did you understand that, Princess?
We gotta fix the ship so it doesn't go kaplooey.
Oh. All right. Let's go.
Not you, Princess. You just stay right here and look pretty.
Ugh.
Later, Princess.
Hey! Get back here!
Clarence, I feel a little sorry for Princess Jellydonimer. Do we have to keep her like that?
But Clary, that was the captain's orders.
I know, but...
It's not our problem now. Let's just concentrate on fixing the engine and finding my guns.
Fine. It's not like the captain to just go missing.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I can't solve this by myself.
I really wish you were someone else.
Without the captain, I think we're stuck.
We're in deep space. We're out of luck.
Well, let's roll up our sleeves. I just barely graduated from school. I think I'm prepared to solve things on my own.
We can't rely on the captain now.
On this one, we're alone. It's gotta be us, just me and you. This one's on us, the ragtag crew. I'll be the brains.
And I'll be the muscle.
So grab me that wrench.
Hammer too.
We'll right this ship.
Cause we're the crew.
Let's just believe in ourselves.
We've got no one else.
Maybe we make it through.
We've got no idea what we're dealing with. Our situation is hairy.
Give it a try and I'll show you the best of Engineer McClary. It's gotta be us.
Just me and you.
This one's on us.
The ragtag crew.
I'll fix this ship.
And I'll flex my muscle. It's all about us. Just us two.
This one's on us.
The ragtag crew.
If we believe in ourselves.
We believe in ourselves.
We'll make it through.
Okay, Engine Nerd. Now that we're here in the engine room, what do we do?
There seems to be something stuck in the inner tachyon venting chamber. One of us will have to crawl in there and check it out.
Crawling through those tiny service shafts? Uh-huh. I'm way too big.
Fine, I'll do it. Hold this communicator. Listen for my signal. Look, I'm relying on you. I think I found what's wrong here. There's a creature in the...
Hey, Nerd. McClary. Hang on, I'm gonna crawl in after you.
Oh, hey there, little fella. Who's the cute, fluffy little space mushy-wushy? Where you going? Why you running around in circles? You trying to show me something?
End video playback.
Roboneko, did you have any luck getting through to the engine room?
It's two mews and a meow away.
What? I don't understand robot cat units.
Almost halfway there.
Computer, show me what happened to the princess.
Beginning video playback.
Anyone? Let me out.
Opening cell door.
What? You mean all I had to do was just say, let me out?
Negative. You are in command now because you are the only person aboard this ship.
That makes no sense. I get kidnapped and then everyone abandons ship?
It is unknown how the crew left the ship.
Can you help me contact my mother?
Establishing connection with Queen Ballydramonax.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to hear from you.
Mother, I've been kidnapped, and I'm on some ship going who knows where.
Oh, you're right where you're supposed to be.
A space princess must have grace, balance, and poise. She must be gentle and well-groomed, but when you betrayed the family with your social justice ideology.
You? You had me kidnapped?
That's right. You just didn't toe the family line.
What?
Well, you see, dear Princess Jelidonimir, each generation the Zelnar Empire requires a member of royalty as a hostage. This is like two birds with one stone. The Zelnar Empire gets their hostage, and I remain queen.
I was supposed to become queen.
I know, and that just wouldn't do. But cheer up.
It's not bad being a hostage. You'll be waited on hand and foot. You'll have time to forget about peasants and act like a princess should.
You can't just send me away. I'm your daughter.
I've already decided. Sorry, dear. I have to go. Your older sister has a dress fitting. Your sister's always acted properly, but you... You were always mingling with commoners.
Do not hang up.
Call terminated.
Computer, you said I'm in charge, right?
Correct.
Well then turn this ship around.
Unable to comply. The captain has locked in the destination.
Fine. But I won't just go willingly to the Zelnar Empire. Computer, send out a distress signal.
Begin distress message.
To whomever can help, this is Princess Jelidonimir. I require assistance.
Is that the end of your message?
No, that's not all. I'm way more distressed.
I always thought that I would be queen. What my mother told me when I turned 16. Here in this cage I'm beginning to see all those lies she told to me. I'm never gonna be what I thought I would be. I should be a ruler. I should be a champion. I should bring forth justice to all my countrymen. I should be a queen, a great protector. It looks like that won't happen anymore.
Is your message complete now?
No, I am not done distressing.
Daddy used to call me his little pearl. How could he send away his precious baby girl? Now in this prison I'm beginning to see all those lies he told to me. I'm never gonna be what I thought I would be. I should be a ruler. I should be a champion. I should bring forth justice to all my countrymen. I should be a queen, a great protector. It looks
your message is getting too long.
I'll let you know when I am done distressing.
His name was Daryl, and he rode on a scooter. I'd put my arms around him as we scooted round the castle. Our love was found out, and he was banished. If I became queen, I'd see my love again. We could be their rulers. We could be their champions. We could bring forth justice to all our countrymen. We could be their king and queen, their great protector. It looks like that won't happen. I wish that it could happen. It looks like that won't happen anymore.
Ready to send distress message.
Actually, just send the first part. What are you? Aren't you cute? Oh, and you teleport too? Maybe you can cheer me up. You see, I just had the worst news ever. You know what? You need a name. I'm going to call you Clive. Clive, my family just doesn't understand me. My mother wants to send me off to live in a glorified bird cage. Clive, do you understand me? Of course you do. What is it, Clive? Do you want me to follow you over there?
End video playback.
Where did the princess go?
Unknown.
She disappeared? What was that creature?
That creature is not in my databases.
Clive, what have you done?
Ensign Phillips, I finished cutting through the door.
Good job, Roboneko.
Meow! Phillips, my sensors are picking up an interdimensional rip. I cannot pinpoint the location.
Oh no, stand back.
It's that same monster that took the other crew members.
Right, it's Space Beast Frozen Time.
He's circling something. Ensign, if you're going to shoot, you better do it quickly.
Wait. I can't shoot Clive. He's trying to tell us something. I think I know exactly where the interdimensional rip is. Clive was showing us all along.
Meow, stand back. This will get crazy. Rift closed.
What's happening? Where am I? My body is shaking all over.
I'm having trouble seeing.
Drink this Melidorian tea slowly. You'll feel better in a couple hours.
What happened? Who are you?
I'm Ensign Phillips, and I just rescued you.
Meow, you spent a couple days in a different dimension. You're lucky to be alive, Meow.
Where is the captain?
And where is the princess?
Like he said, you're lucky to be alive. Not everyone made it.
So they're both gone?
Yeah. I'm also going back to my outpost. We've repaired your ship and recovered your lost cargo. Good luck as you go on your way.
Oh, Guinevere, you're back.
Come on, Roboneko, let's get on the pod.
See ya, Meow.
Oh man, without the princess, we're gonna miss a big payday.
Where am I?
I'm Ensign Phillips. Princess, the crew on that ship thinks you didn't come back from the time rip you were stuck in.
Well, then why am I here?
To make a choice. In a few days, a ship will come pick us up. I can send you back home.
Oh, I wish I could go home. But my mother will just send me away again. Do I have another choice?
You could join the Space Force. It's a 7-year commitment, but by intergalactic law, it releases you from obligations, like being a hostage.
So my mother will not be able to send me away afterward.
Meow, you work for the Space Force. Then you can go home and become a queen.
You know what? Sign me up.
I gotta warn you, it's not an easy life. It can be incredibly stressful. Or you can be sent somewhere like this dump of an outpost and do nothing all day.
Are you sure you want to sign up?
Positive. Cadet Jelly Donomir, reporting for duty.
Then welcome to the Space Force, Cadet.
Welcome to the Space Force. You're in for some fun. Just as soon as we leave Outpost 73-2-1.